welcome and thanks for joining me for my monthly podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner of Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to Strength of Habit. If you listened to my last podcast, you know my topic was your comfort zone. As a reminder, I shared pros and cons of staying in our comfort zone. In total, you heard me discuss 10 pointers. Now that 30 days have elapsed, try implementing the content of that podcast. Remember, I'm available to answer your pressing questions and listen to any of your insights. Jumping into January's podcast, let's discuss your speaking habits. As a corporate communication and speech specialist, I often hear, "Dale, when it comes to speaking in public, I have a habit of..." Go ahead and fill in the blank. Actually, I hear that statement quite frequently. Consider if this applies to you or someone whom you know professionally or personally. You're about to hear the tools you need to succeed. It's your choice how you opt to handle this information, but this topic tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or someone you know? If it does, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once and share it with a person or other people who'll also benefit. A habit is a learned versus innate behavior that is repeated regularly without any thought. Of course, a habit can be viewed as negative or positive. A good place to begin is knowing your own habits. Some of us are aware of personal habits, such as being a nail biter, being long-winded, or maybe being a fast driver. Or a habit may include regularly exercising or proofing documents before sending them. Just as we each have our own habits, the same holds true for our speech. Here are 12 phrases or words to avoid in business. Number one, or like. Each of these is viewed as a filler word because it takes up space but serves no other purpose. By slowing down your rate of speech, you can work toward eliminating these words and replacing them with silence. Number two, I hate to bother you, but... Saying this allows the other person to have control over your actions and turn down your request. Instead, say, when you have a few moments, I'd like to discuss something with you. Number three, I just... When we use the word just, it's considered a minimizer and diminishes what you're saying. Instead, exhibit confidence by removing the word just in both your verbal and your written communication. Number four, is that okay? By adding this phrase, one sounds insecure or uncertain. Replace it with, let me know if you have any questions. Number five, sorry for, unless you're correcting a wrongdoing, avoid over-apologizing. People will have less respect for you when you're frequently saying you're sorry. Instead of saying, sorry for the interruption, try, thank you for taking time to answer my question. Number six, it's not my fault. By saying this, you're not adding value to an issue. Instead, show that you're eager to fix a problem and help find a solution. Number seven, that's not my job. While this may be true, making this statement reflects poorly on you and seems negative. It may warrant having a discussion with your supervisor to revisit priorities or changes, but you may want to say, let me find out about this. Number eight, you're wrong. This phrase comes across as rude and defensive. Instead, say, I disagree, and here's why. What do you think? This is more straightforward and opens up dialogue for discussion. Number nine, I don't know. When you say this, it places your confidence and your competence in question. Instead, say what you do know or offer to refer it to someone you believe does know. Number 10, you guys. This phrase is too informal in certain settings and should be used when you're in a casual situation. Instead, go with saying the company, the team, or consider using proper names. Number 11, I'm available any time that's convenient for you. Here you may be attempting to be accommodating and considerate. However, you may be perceived as inexperienced. It is far better to be upfront about your schedule and compromise about the time so you can reduce the number of back and forth emails. And finally, number 12, that's impossible. When you say this phrase, it positions you as more negative and less competent. Since we don't want to get a bad reputation, see what you can offer. 10 additional phrases to rethink saying in business include, this may sound stupid, but am I making sense? Basically, hopefully, I guess, would you by any chance, I'm no expert, but I never. This will only take a minute. Whatever. Each of the phrases I noted represents speech habits that may only serve to discredit or negatively impact you. If you find yourself using these phrases, you may have some speech habits to eliminate. Work on replacing them, and you'll not only feel different, but you will also be perceived in a positive way by those around you. That's strength of habit. With the right speaking coach, you can seek professional guidance and proceed safely. You owe it to yourself. By the way, not only will you be an asset to those with whom you work, but you'll also be adding to your own communication skills. That's a sound investment. Until next month, I wish you profitable speech.